Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Do not turn that dial. While this is not going to be Free for All Friday, you do not want to miss this show, and I'm naming today's show Fracking Friday. I recently stated on the air that a person can memorize facts and can memorize figures and become the hit of the trivia night. Faking knowledge you can do. But you can't fake common sense. So getting to know the facts and putting the pros and the cons together will bring you to common sense conclusions. There's too many collusions going on around here. I know very little about the method of fracking. I hear good, and of course, we hear the horror stories. So the best way for me, for us, to come to a common sense conclusion is to go to those who know. Nathaniel Turner of Power the Future and I promised you we'd have a show on fracking, and today is that day. Today it'll be just an information show. We're not going to take any calls today on this Friday. But then on Monday, we will open up the phone lines for your comments and your questions. I was taught if you don't know, ask, study, and research. And today I'm finally doing that in regards to fracking. Chris Wright, who is our expert on board today on this topic, and he and Daniel and I will be visiting. Chris Wright serves as CEO of Liberty Oil Field Services. Additionally, Chris founded and serves as executive chairman of Liberty Resources, a focused E&P company, and Liberty Midstream Solutions, with a lifelong passion for energy and its role in human life. Chris completed an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering at MIT and graduate work in electronical engineering at both UC Berkeley and MIT. Chris founded Pinnacle Technologies, and from 1992 to 2006, he served as CEO. Pinnacle created a hydraulic fracture mapping industry by developing and commercializing tidal meter and microseismic fracture mapping. Just his degrees are hard for me to say. Pinnacle's innovations in fracturing practices helped launch commercial shale gas production in the late 1990s. Chris was chairman of Stroud Energy, an early shale gas producer, prior to its sale to Range Resource in 2006. Chris is directory of tasks. It's an industry and industrial energy technology company, and we are welcoming him today with us. We welcome back Daniel, as always, and we welcome Chris Wright. It's his first time on CSC Talk Radio. I say first time because I expect we will have him back. He will be back on Monday, and we're going to talk about some common sense conversations over fracking. Welcome back, Daniel, and welcome, Chris, to CSC Talk Radio today.
Beth Ann, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here with you and your audience to talk about energy, my favorite topic.
Well, it is your favorite. And Daniel, are you there?
I am here, and I am incredibly humbled to be with someone with so many prestigious degrees, so thanks for making me feel dumb, but I'm excited to be here.
Well, you talk about feeling dumb, just reading all the degrees that Chris has just got me all tongue-tied. Very impressive, Chris. By the way, you're way overqualified for CSC Talk Radio. Oh, we're excited to have you. But you know, Daniel, what I did hear and what I did read in Chris's bio is that he and you both have a passion for energy, and that's exciting to me here on CSC Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So
It makes the world go round.
And it does. It makes the world go round. And I'm still laughing about what you said last Friday about the protesters don't realize that the little Sharpie pen wouldn't be here if it wasn't for energy and oil and all this and that, you know. And I've said how many times that the protesters protest coal and they want all these wind turbines going up, and you can't have the wind turbines without the coal. So it is a cycle, energy. It is a cycle of things. Chris, I want to get to it here. I really, I hardly even know enough to know what questions to ask. So if you were to tell a novice, somebody who'd never heard of fracking, and they're sitting there with their eyes crossed from just reading your bio, what would you begin? How would you begin to say what fracking is? I did read what fracking is, so I want to tell my listeners I'm not quite as dumb as I'm pretending to be. But I do know what fracking is. But if you were going to start at the very beginning, what would you tell someone if you sat down just to start talking about fracking and what it is?
At the very beginning, fracking is doing what Mother Nature does, but doing it faster. When oil and gas was stored hundreds of millions of years ago underground from little tiny algae and plankton that live in the sea, it got buried at the bottom of the ocean in these rocks that are like kitchen counters. Nothing would come out of those rocks. But over time, Mother Nature, as that biologic matter cooks into oil and then into natural gas, it creates these little hydraulic fractures that over millions of years they leak, they link up, and they allow this oil and gas to seep out, and then it floats in underground rocks till it gets stuck somewhere else. So oil and gas was finding where it got trapped somewhere else. Fracking is not waiting for Mother Nature to do that. It's just going into the source rock where the oil and gas has been for 100 million years and putting our own fracks, which is pumping water, sand, and some chemicals at very high pressure to speed up Mother Nature's efforts and allow us to produce oil and gas straight from the original source rocks they were trapped in.
Well, and you know we hear the horror stories, and so I kind of wanted to get to some of that. But first of all, we do know that fracking has been something that has helped the industry here in the United States. It's helped the energy industry, and we saw prices go down, and we know that was because fracking increased. We do hear the horror stories. We hear about the earthquakes, and we hear about this and that, and I want to get to that here in just a little bit. I have an article that I had this woman on as a guest several years ago, and she had actually got to go visit where they were doing some of the fracking, and she says in her article that instead of being perceived a problem, the oil and gas industry could just be the solution to some of the water issues that we have here. And I don't know if you know her name. Her name is Marita Noon, and she was going around, and she writes about energy and tells some of the things that are she used to anyway, some of the pros and the cons and the good and the bad and the ugly. And, you know, we hear an awful lot from the one side that they don't want anything done with energy. They don't want anything done, and they want us to go totally and 100% green. And we know if we do that, we know what it cost in the UK. They couldn't afford to heat their homes anymore. So I want to get into some of this, the pros and cons of fracking.
You bet, Beth. And like everything in life, there are trade-offs indeed. I would argue fracking in the big picture is greener than any alternative source of energy we have, except for nuclear. And greener meaning smallest impact on the surface of the earth, smallest impact on humans and their lives and everything we do on the surface of the earth. So I would argue it's both green. I gave you the technical, the nerdy explanation of what fracking is. But from a social or human impact, what it's done, as you said, it's more than doubled U.S. oil production over the last decade, more than 50% growth in U.S. natural gas production. Mm-hmm. And you said good for the energy industry, but way more important to me, way less than 1% of people work in the energy industry, is that it's good for the citizens of the world.
All right.
This huge drop in oil prices, this huge drop in natural gas prices, This has saved the consumers of the world well over $1 trillion per year.
We're headed into a break because we have to kind of take care of this citizen of the world here. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Chris, and I'm visiting today with Daniel, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is not Free For All Friday today. It is Fracking Friday. We promised you a show about fracking, so we would have some information, and I chose to do today's show without calls. So we're just going to talk about fracking, and if you want to take notes. And then on Monday, Daniel can't join us, but Chris Wright will be back with us, and we will answer any questions as best we can. I know he'll do a good job, and I'll direct you to him so he can do a good job. And we will, you know, just kind of visit the pros and cons of what fracking is. And then, you know, I've said so many times, Chris and Daniel, I know you've heard me say this, I believe in the American people. And I believe if they have facts and if they have truth in front of them, they can make better decisions. And so education is very important. And, you know, we've got a lot of preconceived notions about fracking. We hear all the horror stories and all those things that are out there from those who want to protest anything that's done on the land, whether it's farming or ranching. They just protest it all and tie themselves to trees. But in reality, God has given us these resources, and we should be using them, and we should be good stewards. And so, Chris, I know that you're trying your very best in your in industry to do that, as well as do what's best for mankind. And it takes all of it. And so let's get back to the pros and cons. You were talking about what is best, and that it has done an awful lot. And I know, Daniel, that we had talked here not too long ago, not too many months ago, about the economic side of things and how we have seen things turn around in our economy here in this current administration. He has backed off on some of the regulations that were tying things down in the energy world, and not to make things unsafe. Don't get me wrong; he wasn't doing that. He's just kind of letting them have a little bit more leeway without so much expense. And the EPA has backed off on some of these things. So let's get back to fracking, Chris. I want to get back to you, and we'll let Daniel talk here in just a little bit.
Super.
We were at the point when we went. Go ahead.
I was going to ask just one quick question for Chris, and I love that he always brings it back to people and how energy is great for people and how it makes their lives better. And that's what's most important in our world is mankind, right? But here's my question for him. Fracking, from what I know, is not a new technology, but it seems that it's exploded in the last 10 years. And if you could walk the listeners through, why is that? What happened in the last decade or so that fracking absolutely took off as a process?
Yes, so you're right. The first fracking was done in the late 1940s.
Oh.
And what it is you're basically pumping fluid underground and making a crack in the rock. I used to think as a kid that oil was in underground lakes. You know, there was ponds underneath there and you just had to find them. But of course, when you're underground, it's not like that. Everything is a rock. And all those rocks are full of water, but a very small percent have oil and natural gas in it. So if it's these wonderful rocks that things can flow through easily, you just drill wells and it flows up. But the U.S. had produced a lot of that. And in the late 40s, they did from experimentation, American entrepreneurialism, they injected fluid, created a crack in the rock, and saw that that helps produce more oil and gas out of rocks that are, they have smaller pores, so that rock fluids can't flow through them as easily. So it allowed us to produce oil and gas from a broader array of rocks. That's the historical side from the start. What happened in the late 90s and early 2000s was just an enhancement of this technology, a little bit of a paradigm change. Ironically, going to more water and less chemicals, just large volumes of water is mid 90% of everything we pump is just water. And so that allows us to create a larger network of fractures so we can produce from these source rocks, the rocks that are oil and gas is originally locked in. And that just opened up massive new resources and led, after a 35-year decline in U.S. oil production, to this doubling of U.S. oil production, and it started on the same thing on the natural gas front.
Okay. Daniel, did you want to go back to that, or you want me to?
No, that was exactly what I wanted to hear. I just didn't know what happened, so thank you.
So I was going to say it's not new, but it's improved. It's been improved.
Right.
They've come a long way, baby, so to speak. Well, what I had in this old article, which was only 2015, it's not that old, they were talking about what they have been doing different with that water, with that wastewater, and how they've improved that and are utilizing that to get back to the earth. They take it out and then they give it back.
Yeah, most all the when we frack, we inject water, you know, large volumes of water underground. But we actually produce back far more water than we inject and frack, because all the rocks underground are saturated in water. So we produce oil and gas. It always comes with water as well. But that's water that's been 2 miles underground, and almost all of it is just pipelined over to injection well and re-injected where it came from.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. And I think those who are concerned about the water and the chemicals, that ought to mean an awful lot to them. Because that's definitely
we
giving back.
We produce it all back up. We send the oil and natural gas liquids to market, and we inject the water back underground.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the things that people are concerned about. And I think we just hit the contamination of groundwater. So it's not contaminating the groundwater at all.
Well, that came from worries that these fracks, you know, we're generally doing this about 2 miles underground,
yes.
Was that these fractures could grow up to, you know, only 1,000 or hundreds of feet underground and touch the fresh water that's at the very top of the underground world. But, look, we've published from my original company, Pinnacle Technologies, many papers showing where fractures grow relative to groundwater. And amazingly, millions of fracks over 70 years, we've still yet to find a single example where a frack grew into groundwater. That's what Obama's EPA study on fracking looked to find examples of that. They concluded at the end they couldn't find an example of a frack growing and touching groundwater. And they really backed off. They thought that, you know, there was a lot of buzz. They thought there was a great risk there. And God bless them for a deep and exhaustive study. And their conclusion was there is no impact from that. The only impact to groundwater is stuff at the surface. You know, you got agricultural waste or you're a manufacturing plant. Stuff gets spilled and that seeps into groundwater. We do touch groundwater, but oil and gas is very low on that list. The most fracked state in the country, Texas, that has a top 20 list of things that that harm groundwater, oil and gas production isn't on the top 20.
That's interesting as well, because if you listen to some and watch some of these commercials, you'd think that was an everyday occurrence.
Exactly. This concern, we don't hear this concern from people. When they're farmers and ranchers and we're working in their area, we don't hear that much from the actual locals. They're worried about truck traffic and noise and dust and things that impact themselves. But I don't think you have from the local people that much concern about groundwater, except in cities or urban areas. It's really become sort of a scare tactic for the anti-hydrocarbons, anti-capitalist community. It's not so much a top concern of locals when we're fracking, except when we're in towns or cities.
The scare people on the anti-fracking movement love to use images of people turning on their faucet and putting a match to it and it catches on fire, and they make it sound like methane and flammable gases are just seeping from the ground. What can you tell to those people or the people or their neighbors who read this article and say, oh boy, I didn't know right down the road that their water is catching on fire because of fracking?
Oh, it is indeed scary. And people that are concerned about fracturing, I get it. If I wasn't in this industry and I heard these things and saw these things, I would be concerned too. So I think concerns are very legitimate. This thing about the burning water, Joss Fox put these in the Gasland movies. I think it's clear. Josh himself knew it had nothing to do with fracturing, but he also knew it was great theater. It looks dramatic. It looks scary. One of those was in Pennsylvania. One of those was in Colorado. And the short story is when you drill a water well underground, you know, they could be 50 feet deep. They could be 500 feet deep. There are shallow rocks. There are coal seams. And coal always is saturated with methane gas. So when you drill a water well in Colorado, there's shallow coal. You have to not contact those coals or cement or isolate the coal seams off and produce water out of the sandstones and carbonate rocks. But, of course, if you drill a well and you don't isolate the coal, you will produce methane gas. So what? Methane's been coming out of the Pennsylvania water wells and Colorado water wells for many, many years. But it's coming from shallow coal, shallow organic methane, nothing to do with deep fracking. Oil and gas fracking wells.
All right, we're headed into a break. We're not taking calls today. It is not Free for All Friday. It is Fracking Friday. And I have with me today Chris Wright and Daniel Turner from Power the Future, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign. A gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's not Free for All Friday today. It's Fracking Friday. We promised you a show on fracking with lots of information. We're trying to do that. It's a quick study here because it's only a one-hour show with commercials in there. It's not even quite that. So Chris Wright will be joining me again on Monday. So you have the weekend to write down your questions and be ready on Monday, or do a little research if you've got some questions, and Chris will do his best to answer them. I know he'll do an awesome job because I've been researching a little bit on him in the last week, and I'm very impressed with his credentials and the fact that he has a passion for this. And I let you know, Chris, it shows in your voice. You and Daniel are a pair because you both have a passion on this, and I can hear it in your voices. Not just for the energy, but for how it affects Americans, how it affects people in the world, and what can we do to make it a better place and more efficient, as well as a little warmer. I like the warm, so a little warmer is always good for me, too. So I want to get back to where we were. I want to get back to where we were when we were talking about the water, but also we have a lot of people with the fears regarding earthquakes and sinkholes. Now, I live in the state of Missouri that it's one big sinkhole, I think. We've got sinkholes and have for centuries. It's just the way it is. We have sinkholes. That's the way our land is made. And so people have this fear, and they've been taught this through some of these scare tactics that's fracking. That's caused by fracking. So I wanted to kind of hit on that, and I'm sure that we will have questions on Monday about that. So, Daniel, unless you have another question right now, I want to get back to some of these pros and cons and the fears of fracking that people hide in their hearts because of what they have heard.
I agree 100%. Let's talk about the risks, because that's what people are concerned about. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'd love to ask Chris also is people, I see in my job local fracking bans going into effect in areas where there isn't even really any fracking. Albuquerque, New Mexico is trying to pass a fracking ban. I'm not an industry person, but I don't think y'all are trying to bring your rigs into downtown Albuquerque and set up fracking. So what do you look for in the industry to set up fracking and this idea that, oh boy, they're going to come in my backyard and start drilling? People do have this fear that you're just kind of going anywhere you want. You drill down and boom, and now there's a fracking going on. And Washington, D.C., where I live, is trying to ban fracking. Again, I don't think we're going to be fracking the National Mall, but people think that you are. So what do you look for as an industry when you're doing this?
Well, of course, the basic thing is, where's the oil and gas? So the production and the drilling for fracking is, where are the oil and gas deposits? We can't move those. They were laid down 100 million years ago. Let me think. Well, I worked on a project 20 years ago fracking in Beverly Hills, right in the Beverly Hills Mall is like a half moon inside the Crescent. We did a 2.5-week-long fracking project. Walls were put up around it. There's a little bit of truck traffic, but nobody complained. Nobody worried about it. There's been no damage to the water in Beverly Hills. L.A. is on top of a giant oil field. So there have actually been fracking operations in urban areas and oil and gas production in urban areas almost as old as the oil and gas industry. It isn't in all urban areas, so it's not going to be under the mall in D.C. But they're more compatible than you think. One other thing I'll mention, I gave a talk to the state's attorneys general, so the attorney general from every state.
Yeah.
I gave a little talk, like our radio show here, on what fracking is and what it means. And the former attorney general of Vermont came up to me and said, wow, we banned fracking in Vermont. What idiots were we? We shouldn't have done that. This is fantastic. Is there any possibility in Vermont? I said, unfortunately, you don't have the oil and gas resources there. But there's a knee-jerk negative reaction. I get it. That could have been me. I went to college to work on fusion energy and solar energy and geothermal energy. I didn't intend to be an oil and gas guy. So I get people's concerns, but it shows like this that engage people, and I'm really looking forward to the Q&A because I get people's concerns, and I want to talk and answer all of them. And I want to get to the earthquakes one, too, but I should stop talking for a second here.
Well, I want to add in here just a little humor. Daniel Turner is a New Yorker, and he'd mentioned whenever we talked about doing shows together, because he did Rural America. He said, "Are they gonna notice my New York accent?" Well, I want you to notice. I want you to know, Daniel Turner, I just heard you say y'all, so we have rubbed off on you in Rural America.
D.C. considers itself the South, and I've lived in D.C. for a long time now.
When my New Yorker comes on and said, y'all talking about this, and I'm thinking, all right, we've done our job. We have branded Daniel Turner for sure.
I'll say y'all if you start.
What was that, Chris?
And I will say y'all if you start saying yous.
Use? I say you-ins every now and then. Oh, well, it takes all of us. It really does. You know, he's from New York. I think, are you from Colorado, Chris?
I am, but people in Colorado tell me I speak too fast to be from Colorado. So I was born across from New York City in Jersey. Moved here when I was six.
Oh, New Jersey,
but,
okay. He's from New Jersey.
From Jersey.
All right. Well, I'm from the Midwest, so I got a little bit of everything. And if I travel too south, you hear that southern accent come out. And I guess if I go too far east, you'll hear the easterner come out. I don't know, but I just heard my listeners air suck in when they heard Easterner. I'm just kidding. Because we're heard all across the nation. And there's rural America in every state. I'm just here to tell you there's rural America in every state. And Americans are concerned about being good stewards. We're concerned about energy. We're concerned about our finances and our economies. Mm-hmm. And we're concerned about jobs. And energy is all of those. Energy is everything encompassed. We can't farm without energy. We can't do anything without energy. And I grew up, my dad was a factory guy. And he also was a piano tuner, but he was a factory guy. He worked in Owens Corning Fiberglass. We wouldn't be here without Owens Corning Fiberglass. And Owens Corning Fiberglass wouldn't be here without energy because they heated up them ovens pretty hot. And, then I married a farmer. And he's in construction now, but he was a farmer. So, you know, energy encompasses everything, whether you're a truck driver, whether you're a homemaker, whether you're a protester with your little Sharpie sign, Sharpie pen. I'll never forget that, Daniel. I'm not going to forget that. And, so it's exciting to talk about fracking because people have had a fear, and I've just been kind of dumb on it. And I'm just going to admit, you know, I'm in my 60s, so I can admit when I'm dumb, and so it doesn't bother me. You know, you have to learn things in order to know things, so I never did learn about it. So fracking with the pros and the cons, we have seen that it has improved. When we talk about the coal industry, and I'm taking up too much time talking here, when we talk about the coal industry, Daniel, we know that coal used to be a dirty industry, but it has improved, and America has some of the cleanest air now, and people still want to blame coal for being dirty, but it's not anymore. It's not. We've come a long way, baby, you know, just like on the farm, you know, we've come a long way figuring out how to do things, how to protect the land, how to keep the erosion down and to keep the costs down. So it's the same thing with the industry of energy. And I appreciate you having the time to be here today and on Monday, Chris. So let's get back to the pros and the cons, and I'll try to be quiet.
let me get back to the Beth Ann. I want to talk about earthquakes. You mentioned earthquakes.
Yes.
And earthquakes is one of the ones, it actually is true. When we dispose of that water deep underground again, depending upon where we're disposing it, if there are small faults there, they can be made to slip. They have been made to slip. It should be a minor issue. In most places, there will be no earthquakes, certainly no earthquakes you'll feel at the surface. But there are millions of earthquakes under every state every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're small and you don't feel them. Oklahoma is an exception, and there's a couple other exceptions, but in Oklahoma, they've been injecting into a rock that's right near some large faults. So I do believe oil and gas production and disposal of water has caused the rise of earthquakes in Oklahoma. I think it's very unfortunate. I think it was recognized slower than it should have been recognized. The problem is being addressed now. It takes a little time for it totally to fade. But I think that problem is being addressed.
Okay,
and it will be a non-issue in a few years.
Because your host has talked too long, we're heading into another break. So I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to finish talking about those earthquakes when we come back from this break. And we will be in the final segment of today's show. I hope you have your pens and pencils ready for this Fracking Friday show. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. Unfortunately, this is the final segment of this Fracking Friday. I don't know, we're going to name it on Monday. Fracking Friday show. And Chris was just getting wound up, and I had to cut him off, and we were talking about the earthquake. So I'm going to get back to that real quick. Get back to you real quick. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, definitely. Oh, I am. Sorry. Silent for a second. But yeah, I was just finishing the point on earthquakes. That actually it's real. It's generally overblown. In almost everywhere we develop, there's almost no chance of an earthquake to be felt at the surface. But there's exceptions to that. Oklahoma is the biggest one. And we just got to be smarter and more careful about that. It's a very manageable problem. That water can be disposed at a much different depth that will be nowhere near any faults and won't generate any earthquakes. So as I said, the problem in Oklahoma has sort of been identified. The source has been agreed. And the solution is in process, but it's not an overnight solution. But I think in general, in the states where development is, earthquake is either a non-risk or a tiny risk. Oklahoma's an exception.
Oklahoma's an exception. Well, my producer said it's Oklahoma's fault. Well, that was supposed to be a pun.
Oklahoma is a great state, and they have great producers there, and they're fixing it.
Yeah, they are fixing it, and it's that is one of those things where you learn as you go. Unfortunately, you learn as you go, and but it's because of Oklahoma's faults and where they are there, and that's why we were making a pun. Sorry about that.
Oh God, it was over my head.
See, well, we finally brought you on board there, Chris.
Right, that's embarrassing.
Oh man, you got it, didn't you, Daniel?
I did, and your producer is very, very witty and very savvy. You know, I love the numbers perspective you gave, Chris, was great when you said that every day there are millions of little earthquakes. We just don't feel them. It's like when people say they're afraid to fly, but then you remember that every day there are like 9,000 airplanes in the sky at the same time, and it mitigates your fear. Here's a question I have for you. You may not even know the number. Ballpark figure, how many fracked wells are there right now in America? Do you have any idea? Are we in the thousands? Are we in the tens of thousands? The hundreds of thousands?
Well over a million. Well over a million.
Wow.
See, now that's a great number your audience needs to hear. Over a million. And people think, wow, there's only 8 of them, and they're all bad. If people knew there were a million, it's like the people who are afraid of pipelines until they realize that under their house there are probably about 4 pipelines right now.
We found out Missouri's like the pipeline capital. We've got pipelines going all over the place under Missouri.
So, and you can't have modern society without ways to transit. You need rails, you need pipelines and phone lines and communication lines. So, yeah, infrastructure is key to modern society.
Yes.
Yeah, and this sort of attempt to slow down the building of infrastructure doesn't win anybody. And, of course, a lot of new infrastructure is replacing old infrastructure.
Well,
but yeah, infrastructure is key and should not be a political issue.
It's kind of like it goes back to that old saying, you know, people that say the world's overpopulated, we go, you go first. I'm not, you know, nobody wants to give up anything. And so if we're going to protest, whether it's fracking, whether it's the coal industry, whether it's farmers or ranchers or whatever the case is, if you're going to protest this, who's going to give up what? You know, are the protesters going to give up their Sharpies for their protest signs? Or what are you going to give up? We just have to make it better. We have to make it better. We learn from our mistakes. Unfortunately, that's the way of life. We learn from our mistakes and we make it better. And I believe the fracking industry is, you know, it's no different than the coal industry or some of the other industries. We've made it better. And we're going to continue to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's progress. That's technology. And, yeah, and look at our company. We've developed frac fleets that are quiet, even though they have the power of a 747 jet engine. You can't hear them 500 feet away. We've got different ways to transport materials. So look, at an American enterprising society, we're always making things better. Better, faster, cheaper, smaller. That's the progress of the last 200 years. That's the progress of today as well. And something I'm proud of.
Well, we have made a lot of progress. We're almost out of time. I'm going to let Daniel kind of finish us up here with you, Chris. I'm sticking around. I'm not leaving. I wanted to give Daniel an opportunity, too.
I'm just grateful for this show, grateful to educate your listeners, and grateful what Chris in the industry does. I always say, and Power of the Future always says, that energy workers, they deserve a thank you and an enormous debt of gratitude to what they do. It's a precise job. It's a difficult job. And our lives are made better because of it. And the places in the world that are the dirtiest, that are sadly the most dangerous, and that are the poorest are the ones that do not have people, things like fracking and the infrastructure that we do and the way of life that we do. And it's those who have departed from it that suffer the most. And we care about people in our world. And so people like Chris and his industry, we owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
And you know, it's those little things that we take for granted every day in our lives, that energy from whatever source it's coming from has made our lives better, made it more convenient, made it quicker. Unfortunately, that's not always good. You know, we didn't need microwaves before. Now we've got to have everything nuked and it's got to be done in 2 minutes or we're not happy. And it's those things. And I have a little gift that I had, to myself. And it's I use baby wipes to take my makeup off. And I've seen these warmers for the baby wipes, so I bought a warmer for my baby wipe. Where would I be if we didn't have energy, you know, to have that nice little warm baby wipe on my face in the mornings and in the evenings when I take my makeup off? It's the little things that we need to learn to appreciate. You're coming back on Monday with us, so I'm going to turn it over to you here for the next minute, Chris.
Yeah, Beth Ann and Daniel and the listeners, I'm thrilled to come back for all the questions on Monday. I love the energy and attitude on this show. I want to close real quick with just some comments. We tried to make a list of why do we love oil and gas? Why is it important to us? You've hit a few of those, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles, the modern world, bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. with the shale revolution here. But the first three in our list, going chronologically, doubled human life expectancy. Humans live twice as long now since the first oil and gas well was drilled. And oil and gas has been a huge driver of that. Reduced extreme poverty in the world from 90% of the world's population back in the 1860s to less than 10% today. We still got to help those last 10%. They need oil and gas too. And saves the whales. The middle of the 1800s, the whale population was decimated for whale oil in the heads of whales. All four oceans, whale populations were decimated. The arrival of oil and gas and kerosene as a replacement indoor lighting oil saved the whales. Proud of this industry and look forward to coming back on Monday.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you. And thank you, Daniel, for introducing Chris to us. I'm sorry you can't join us on Monday. I'll send you an MP3 file of the show, and you'll get one too, Chris, if I can get your email address. We are out of time, but I just want to remind everyone, it really takes all of us to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.